Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
If sound doctrine is of no consequence, as many within the religious world so boldly and foolishly affirm, then why do Bible writers lay so much stress on false teachers or false prophets? Our Lord Himself expressed great concern about false prophets. Matthew 7:15-20. The Apostle Peter wrote, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you." 2 Peter 2:1. Jude seems to be saying that Peter was right to warn against false teachers. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude 4. Later in his little book, Jude calls the false teachers clouds without water, carried about of wind, trees whose fruit withers, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Jude 12:13. Does any of that sound innocuous to you? If we are interested in discovering why Jesus and His apostles so strongly opposed false teachers, all we need to do is turn and read the book of Galatians. Among the churches of Galatia, there were men who were trying to combine some phases of the Old Testament law with New Testament Christianity. That may not seem like a very serious problem, but the Apostle Paul taught otherwise. Paul warned the Galatian Christians and the Judaizers in these well-known words, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from Him who called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there are some who trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed." Galatians 1:6-9. But taking parts of the law of Moses, a law which came from God, and joining them to Christianity does not seem to be too grievous, does it? If you have ever had any doubts about the Lord's view of the matter, please listen carefully to Paul. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. But I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace." Galatians 5:1-4. Anytime we add our own ideas to what God has given us, we are guilty of being false teachers. We ourselves are condemned. But so are those who follow us. On the current religious scene, there are hundreds of religious teachers who have decided that the scriptural approach to worship is outdated and should be replaced with more contemporary forms of worship. In fact, some churches try to please those who want to worship according to the biblical pattern and those who demand more modern approaches to worship by having two services, one traditional and one contemporary. How absolutely unthinkable that church leaders would make such compromises with the world. Do they not know they are leading men and women away from God, not to Him? Thank you, and may God bless you.